And then we had some days off there in Italy. And I spoke in a local church, a missionary from America, who had bought a theater and renovated seat. Oh, 2000, I guess about it. Now, this man was sales manager of all the sales of John Deere Company throughout all America. I mean, he's top of the ladder. But he began to drink socially and became an alcoholic. Well, he has to quit drinking or he loses his job because he's an alcoholic. He went through two or three different, you know, whatever they call them, to recover from it, and he'd come out drinking. Got born again, got baptized the Holy Ghost, and God delivered him. Called him to preach. And there, just as a businessman, he had a vision. He saw himself preaching in Rome. It all came to pass in a matter of a few years. Well, he said, when I got here, even the Assembly of God missionaries said, now if you get along with these folks, you'll have to drink wine with them. They serve wine at their meal. He said, I can't because I'm an alcoholic. I can't touch it in any way, form or fashion. Well, he said, if you visit in their home, you'll have to or you will offend them. He said, I explained to them and never offended anybody. I've never touched a drop. Yet, he said, the majority of my people all serve wine with the meal. I don't mean grape juice, I mean wine. But, he said, you can buy wine here in Italy, this grade that they buy, poor grade, cheaper than you can water. You know, bottled water. And he said, really, to tell you the truth about it, the type of wine that they drink, I think you'd have to drink a barrel full of it, you know, to get drunk. But it just has enough alcohol content to kill the bugs in their stomach, and it's probably a good thing that they do drink it. But you see, that doesn't give you an excuse here. We might as well face these issues head on. It's all in the Bible. Amen. Now, on this same journey that I'm telling you about, with full gospel businessmen. See, we had some days off, and well, my wife and I did some sightseeing. We went actually from Naples down to the bottom of the boot, you know, Italy, all the way up, you know, Florence, and then on up to you know, where they have water taxis, you know, huh? Venice. So, on this journey, though, some of them made a trip over into Switzerland. Now, one of the full gospel businessmen's wife said to my wife and I saw so-and-so. See, there are a number of us ministers with them. And I saw Reverend so-and-so drinking wine. I said, well, it's all right for them to drink wine, I can't. They started drinking wine and became an alcoholic. I'd hate to have that on my conscience, that I set the wrong example in front of somebody. Paul said, if eating meat, you understand this meat, not the meat but the blood, had been offered to idols, then they'd sell the meat in the marketplace. He said, if eating meat would cause my brother to offend, I wouldn't eat any meat as long as the world stands. We must not forget that we're to operate by the law of love. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen?
So we have to deal with these things, but you have to understand that you here in America are not setting a good example, and you're going to run into difficulty and run into trouble. Amen?
Amen.
And don't let your liberty be evil spoken of. Now, I don't know about you, but with me, and I don't know whether I just get mad myself, you know, plain old flesh, or whether it's a spiritual anger. But I get upset, terribly upset. And I'll tell you why. That was one of the things that cost me a daddy, was drink. Gambling, women, and drink. That's one of the things. That, you know, is a little 6-year-old boy. We didn't start school till we were 7. We were there in McKinney maybe last year sometime. Anyway, some of our folks with us, you know, and I took them by and showed them the house. And I said, right there in that yard, I was standing right there, and that boy came out, neighbor boy, and he had peanut butter and cracker, you know, and he handed me one, and I just smelled it without even taking a bite of it and fainted. Hadn't had anything to eat for so long, you see. And the lady of the house run out and got me, revived me, and then called my grandparents because Mama wouldn't do it. And they came and got us. I know what it means to be hungry. Nobody ever gave me anything till I started preaching at 17 years of age. For 17 years, the only thing I had given me, one person gave me a white shirt, another person gave me a nickel one time. I know what it means to be hungry. I know what it means to be cold. I know what it means to be without. And drink is one thing that caused it. You can understand I hate it. I wouldn't mess with a person. If somebody got in the pulpit and I knew they drank wine, I'd get up and leave the building. I don't want that spirit to get on me. You can say what you want to about it. But if you've been there, amen, a burnt child's afraid of the fire. Are you still out there? Yeah. One of our employees here at Rhema, this is several years ago, came into my, asked me if they could meet with me. I said, yeah. Came into my office, began to cry. Said, I don't know, you might hear it, but a local minister here in Tulsa, this employee, because they felt called to the ministry also, they're still working here, but preaching and ministering some, said, I went to dinner with them, and they drank wine, talked me into it. Some people came in, I thought they might tell you, I thought I'd just come tell you to begin with, and asked you to forgive me, and tell you it won't happen anymore. I said, fine, I'll forgive you, but don't do it again, you know better. I don't care if some local ministry is backslid. No use you backsliding. Amen. But let me say this to you. While we're on the subject, if that happens again, don't come and tell me. Just come by and present your resignation because you're through. That's not being hard. Say amen if you can. If you can't, say oh me. Because it's all so anyway. Amen.